Hi, guys. Welcome back to Elephants in the Room.
Hello.
I don't know why the last couple episodes I filmed, I felt just a little like, I don't know, nervous. Like, I've never been someone who has struggled with like talking or being loud. Like, I talk a lot. I love to have conversation, but I am someone who like during like class presentations, I like get the like nervous sweats and I like can't deal with it. And I don't know why these last couple episodes I felt really like, I don't know, like just a little stressed while I'm talking to you guys and nervous about saying the right things and nervous about if the episode's good or not and if I'm even bringing value to your guys' lives. And I mean, on top of that, I guess I'm still just trying to figure out exactly what I want this podcast to be. Like, obviously I know what it is and it's about talking about the elephants in the room and talking about my life story and the ways that Jesus saved my life and the ways that, you know, therapy's helped me and just learning to be healthy and healing and just everything. But yeah, I guess I've been in this weird state of mind of like, I want more for this podcast and not in a bad way that I haven't liked what I'm doing, but I'm just starting to kind of realize I want to be more intentional about what I talk about. And so I've tried to do that in a lot of different ways, like over planning episodes. And every time I over plan an episode, I end up feeling like a robot and I end up just not even speaking the way that I want, or I end up just discarding all the things that I planned and just speaking how I feel. And so it's kind of this tricky thing where I want to like plan and prepare the episodes, but I also want to speak from my heart. And so I guess trying to find that balance is really tricky, where I want to have enough to say, but I don't have too much to say. And I just haven't really been able to find that balance, I guess. But I'm excited about today's episode. I literally decided today it's what I wanted to talk about. But I'll just talk to you guys, I guess, about my week. I feel like this is boring, but I also feel like I need to give you guys life updates because that's like usually what podcasts do. But like, I guess I don't need to, but I want you guys to feel like you're a part of my life. And I want to feel more like I'm a part of your guys's, which I need to work on. I need to work on communication with you guys and figuring out ways I can connect. But anyways, I had a good week. I really don't have any complaints. I actually am finally not a procrastinator, and I'm filming this episode pretty early for this week. So I actually haven't had that many days since I recorded the last episode, but the last couple days have been great. I can't even express how like grateful I am to God that I'm not working a 9-to-5 anymore, because when I tell you guys that my body is finally recovering and resting, like I'm almost more tired now than I was when I was working my 9-to-5, but I think it's because my body's finally not running on stress hormones and my body's finally like relaxing and like not running on caffeine, and just it's been so nice to just like fall back into like just some like stillness in my life and community. I was literally in Arizona with no friends, no social life, not doing anything other than working in the podcast. And now like I have a social life, I have friends, I have a community, I've been going to church, I've been, you know, doing fun stuff, I've been with my boyfriend, I've been able to like do hobbies and cook and like do the things that I didn't really get to do. And so it's been really cool. But I'm also like, wait, I have time. Like, this is weird. I'm not used to this. I'm used to being stressed all the time and never having time to do anything. And I still feel like there's a lot of things I don't have time to do, but I'm very grateful. Praise the Lord. And if you are stuck in a 9-to-5 and you want a way out, I pray that you find a way to pursue a passion or hobby. And whether that's being able to eventually work part-time or being able to do what you love full-time, I just pray that you have that. And also, I don't want you guys to like falsely think I like make all this money from this podcast. No. Like it's my social media tied into this. It's a sponsorship that I have that's not guaranteed. You know, I sign very short contracts with this company, so it's not like I'm guaranteed this forever, but obviously the goal is to continue to find ways to make this my full-time job. But I'm so blessed. I literally actually can't believe it. Like God is so good and I give him all the glory. Anyways, if you were working at a tiring job this week, I'm sorry. Or if you're having family issues or friend issues or relationship issues, my heart goes out to you. And You're not alone. I've been there and I'm still going through things, you know, whether it seems I am or not. Anyways, okay, guys. Well, I hope you had a good week, but I can't really hear about your guys' week because you can't talk to me. But, like, talk to me in the comments. Send me DMs. You know, that's ways you can communicate with me, and I need to work on being better about that, about responding to those things. Anyways, okay, I feel a little better now. I'm going to take off my jacket. I was, like, really cold, and now I'm a little more warm. I'm feeling more comfortable. See, sometimes I just, like, need a minute with you guys, like, to talk. And then, like, once I, like, talk it out for a minute, I, like, start to feel a little more calm and, like, better. Anyways. Okay, cool. So, this week's episode, I want to talk about insecurities and feeling insecure. I've wanted to talk about this for a long time, but I haven't felt like I would know the right things to say. And I actually, a couple months ago, I actually planned a whole episode out and then I ended up scratching it. And then even today I went through and tried to plan a little bit and I just felt like, no, Nicole, you just need to speak. And so I have a little bit written down to kind of like give me notes, but I also just want to talk about it. So insecurity. There's a lot of things we can feel insecure about. We can feel insecure about the way that we look. We can feel insecure about how much money is in our bank account. We can feel insecure about, you know, our relationship status. We can feel insecure about what we do for work. We can feel insecure about our car, what kind of car we drive, what kind of clothes we own, what kind of house we live in. We can be insecure about the amount of friends we have, the amount of friends we don't have. Like, there's just so many things to be insecure about. Like, literally, we can be insecure about maybe some of the decisions that we've made. We can be insecure about the mistakes that we've made and maybe if those mistakes are public or decisions we've made are public. Like, there's just so many things to be insecure about. And I also want to emphasize that I want to be able to speak to men and women through this episode. Now, I know I'm not a man, so I can't directly relate, but obviously I do have men in my life who've shared some of their struggles and insecurities. And I feel like as women, we naturally tend to be insecure about our looks. Some of the ones we can change, some of the ones we can't change. And I feel like typically men, as far as I know, are insecure about their looks, but as well on top of that, I think that there's this stigma that like men can't struggle with mental health and men can't be emotional. And like women kind of get a little bit more grounds to be emotional, I guess, in a sense, and men get a little more judged for it. So moral of the story, because of the toxic standards of society, whether that's our physical appearance or, like I said, job, occupation. There's just so many things. There's so many things in this life that we are expected to be and that we are expected to do. And from a really young age, this is what's really sad, is that we are shown such a false sense of reality from when we're little of like what we should look like when we're older and what our life should look like and what our relationship should look like and what our house should look like. Like we have all of these ideals and these standards of what life is supposed to be and who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be. And it's really tricky because it's this balance of like, I think it's really good to have goals and I think it's really good to see the good side or like a good example of what we should desire and strive for in life. I think that's positive, but I think there's a couple of problems with that. Number one is that we're all very unique. We're all so different. And so there's certain standards or things or ideals that maybe we don't personally like, but that's like the norm. And so we feel like we have to fit into that. And the other issue with that is that we're not showing the realism. We're not showing that, yeah, like you may obtain some of the things that you quote unquote want to have in life, whether that's occupation, job, relationships, whatever. And you may achieve some of the beauty standards in life that you want, or as a man, you may achieve some of those like toxic masculinity standards of like, if you're a man, you can never be sad and you have to be this tall and you have to do this and look this way. And there's a lot of pressure that gets put on both genders, I believe, like so much pressure. And give me grace and patience with when I talk about men and the pressure they feel, because again, I'm not a man, so I'm speaking from just witnessing, but obviously not from personal experience. But there's just so much that we are expected to be and to do. And it's funny because it's kind of like this hidden standard where it's like, yes, people expect it, but it's also just ingrained in us. So those are some of the reasons that it's toxic, is because also, like I said, with the realism side of things, is it's like, yeah, it's good to have a good example of what like you would want to do or what you would want to be or what you would want to look like. But the problem is we're not shown the things that maybe will never be what society tells us they should be, or the beauty standards we're never going to fit in, or the, you know, masculine standards we're never going to fit in, of all these different things. Like we're not shown those things. And so here's the issue, is that throughout our life, we're constantly living in discontentment, and we're constantly living in like a lack thereof, kind of like an empty cup, because we're always striving for like something more. We're always striving to be better, to look better, to do better, to have more, to be more successful, to be more put together, to be less emotional, even as a girl or as a guy, to just be a better woman, be a better man. Like we're just always striving or feeling this like kind of pit in our stomach to be that. And that's what's so scary, is that like there's never going to be a level that you get to. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's never going to be a level that you get to in your life where you have it all figured out and that you are meeting every single beauty standard, job standard, career standard, life standard of, you know, the hustle mindset of life, like get money, get rich, get fit, look great, like live this boss life. Like you're never going to reach a point where you have done everything. And even if you do reach a point where you feel like you've done everything, I'm going to tell you something, that void that you thought was going to be filled by achieving every standard that the world has put on us, or standard that you put on yourself, it isn't going to fulfill you. And I almost think in a sense, it can sometimes make you feel less whole and make you feel less beautiful and even make you feel more insecure. Because when you get to that point and you realize, oh, I've done all these things and I'm doing all these things. But yeah, you're going to get to that level and you're going to realize that like there's not some magic feeling of like, it's all complete and I love myself now and everything's perfect. Like there is just truly not like true fulfillment in that. Now, do I think that taking care of yourself, whether that's like physically, like exercising, eating good foods, you know, working out your mind, working out your body, like, all these different things, like all these, you know, wellness and health things. Do I think that those things are going to make you feel more confident and give you a sense of fulfillment and like, just excitement and gratitude because like, I did that, I achieved that. Like, yes, you're going to feel that and it's going to be good. And even on top of that, you know, I think that there are things that, you know, in our lives, when we have goals or dreams or ambitions, when we do those things, when we chase our dreams, when we have success, when we hit a milestone, like it's going to be exciting. And it is rewarding for sure, because you know, you worked hard for that. But it's not what you think it is what I'm trying to say. And especially if you're someone young who's watching this, you know, whether you're a teenager or maybe you're younger, maybe you're in high school, or even, you know, you're in your early adult years or even later, speaking from personal experience, like it just doesn't fulfill you. And it's just, I think we just need to bring to light the realness of how that mindset, that hustle mindset, and that like perfection mindset is just really toxic. So, like I said, once you get to that finish line and you feel like you've reached everything, even though I don't think that really ever exists, because there's just so many things. And it's like, that's what's hard too, is like you may get to a certain beauty standard, like, you know, get your lips done and do this and do that and wear this and have these nice clothes. But guess what? Right when you get to that point, maybe all of the clothes that you bought aren't in style anymore. And then you're like, oh my gosh, now I'm like not in style and I'm not in the trends, which means I'm not like the ideal woman or I'm not the ideal man. And so it's like, it's just this constant rabbit hole, this cycle that you're just never going to win. And it's just not healthy. And so another reason I feel like it is really scary to put your worth and your identity and strive so far for perfection, again, within beauty standards, life standards, career standards, relationship standards, everything, goals. Another reason that it's really toxic, I believe, is that when you are doing everything quote unquote right, and you are just grinding, working out every day, you have all the newest, nicest clothes, you're reaching your goals, everything's going great for you in life. When something falls apart in your life, and when you're not able to give as much energy and time to your appearance or your goals or your financial status, and you start to backpedal, you're not going to love yourself very much. Because you're constantly going to be comparing yourself to that standard of beauty or hustle, achievements, whatever it is. You're going to be comparing yourself to that perfect version of yourself where you felt so confident. And if you're not there, it's going to make you feel like crap about yourself. And it's going to make you think that you're not beautiful or you're not handsome or you're not worthy. And what I'm here to tell you is that that's not true. Your beauty, let's just talk about this for a second. Let's just talk about the toxic beauty standard that we have specifically as women, but I think men do as well. You know, for men, it's, oh, if he's not, you know, 6'2" and has money and, you know, is really ripped, like, I don't want him. So it's like, that's pretty toxic, because then men, if they're not at that level, are constantly going to be feeling like they're not enough. They're not the ideal standard of what girls look for in a guy. So there's something wrong with them. And then girls, it's like, we can't freaking win. We can't win. We have to have big boobs, big butts, big lips, nice hair, nice lashes, you know, nice clothes. And then men say, oh, well, we don't care if you wear makeup. Yet they're liking every Instagram model's photos with girls wearing a ton of makeup with fake boobs and fake butts. And so it's just like, you just can't win. And that goes for the girls' ends too. You know, we say that we don't care what men look like and all these things, but then there are some girls who are going and liking all these photos of these half naked guys with abs and, like, you know, whatever. And so it's like, it's just so toxic. It's just so toxic. And like, on that note, social media is so fake. Like, it is the fakest freaking thing in the world. Like, especially Instagram. It is a ton of highlights and it is a ton of edited photos of people who look their best. And I think we all fall into this. What do we post on Instagram? We post photos that we look good in. We post moments that were highlights in our lives. Have you ever gotten on your Instagram and posted a photo where you think you look really, really ugly? Or maybe your cellulite showing, or maybe you're super bloated and you have a picture of yourself. Are you going to go and post that? Typically, no. You know, more power to you if you're someone who does and you have that confidence and you've also, you know, you're fighting to show the real side of healthy beauty standards and all these things. But I would say from me, from like a genuine standpoint, I would not get on Instagram and post something I felt ugly in. And that's just because my whole life I've just kind of been molded and taught that, like, we want to be perceived as pretty. We want to be liked. We want to be, you know, we don't want to be judged. We don't want people to think we're ugly. We don't want people to think we're unsuccessful. We don't want people to think we're crazy. We don't want people to think there's something wrong with us. Naturally, we don't. And I feel like that's an urge that we all have, that we kind of have to fight, and we have to, like, walk out with a lot of just realness and vulnerability and just be like, this is me and that's what it is, you know? But it's hard. Naturally, like, we don't want to do that. I don't think anyone just naturally wants to do that. So it's just, like, really tough. Like, it's, it, It's just like really tough. But anyways, yeah, just like if you are a young girl or a young boy and you are scrolling on TikTok or Instagram and you see these just beautiful girls and really handsome guys and you're looking and you're saying, I don't look like that. I wish I looked like that. I wish I had that. You know, I wish my body looked like that. I wish my voice sounded like that. Oh, you know, I wish I was doing that for work. Oh, I wish I was making that amount of money. Oh, I wish my relationship was that healthy. I wish I was dating someone like that. Like, it's so scary because social media is literally like we are just shopping for like everything we don't have all the time. We're just comparing all the time. That's all we do on social media. And it's so sad. It is so sad because it's like, it's just never, you can never be what you're not. And we can spend a lot of time in our life trying to be what we're not and trying to be what other people are. But it's just like a rat race that you're never going to win. You're never going to win, you know, and it even stems back before social media started. It's like literally when we were young, like we were looking at magazines of girls and their perfect bodies, Victoria's Secret models. And even in commercials, we're seeing the white picket fence and the husband and the wife with the dog and this perfect family with parents that are married and not divorced. And like, it's just, it stems so far back. And I don't know about you guys, but my life has never been like a picture perfect situation. And so from the time I was young until now, you know, there's been so many things I've been insecure about. And I want to talk about those things. Like, you guys know this, but like growing up, I was so insecure of growing up in a really poor family. Like we did not have money. My mom never had a car that was worth more than like $2,000 to $3,000. And we were on food stamps. I remember when I would go to get groceries, because I actually really liked to cook when I was younger. Whenever I would use the EBT card, I was so embarrassed to give it to the cash register person. Like, I was actually embarrassed because I didn't want to be known as the poor girl. And I've shared this before in my podcast, but like my mom would drive me to school and I would have her drop me off like two blocks before the school so I could get out so no one would see my car. I literally would put like a hoodie over my head, bend down, and like hide myself. You know, and then I was really insecure because I've always been flat chested and I used to get bullied for it. When I was a little girl, I was really overweight and I got bullied for it. I literally had like a boyfriend guy in like third grade who told me I was fat. And there's just so many things to be insecure about. Even the littlest things, when we think we smell, when we have a zit on our face, when, you know, there's just so many things to be insecure about all the time. And it's just, it's so hard because we live in a society that breeds on insecurity. Like, that's what all these businesses are doing. They want to take advantage of our insecurity. They want us to buy the clothes. They want us to get the lip filler. They want us to take the steroids. They want us to buy the gym memberships that are outrageous. They want us to get on these outrageous, unhealthy diets. They want us to do all of these things. And it's so sad because it's just a money-making machine. And then, you know, I want to talk about this. And I'm scared to talk about this because I want to talk about it with a lot of carefulness. So this is a trigger warning if you've ever struggled with disordered eating or an eating disorder. I've always been scared to talk about this because I felt like a little bit just, I've seen and compared myself to people who have eating disorders and mine has never been as extreme or as like life altering. And I just can't even imagine. And so I have so much love for anyone. If you've ever struggled with that or you have an ED, I'm so sorry. So I want to walk through this conversation with a lot of grace because I don't want to compare and I don't want to flat out say that I had an ED because again, it's like, I don't think I fully understand or comprehend the depth of that. But growing up, I was very insecure about my body. I was very overweight growing up. And so I was very heavy. I got bullied for it. And then, you know, in seventh grade, I started to stop eating as much. And I started to notice my body losing weight. And as I noticed my body losing weight, I noticed I was getting more attention from boys. And I noticed that I fit in my sister's clothes better. And so I slowly started to see the power of not eating and how that helped me to look better and feel better. And so slowly and surely, I started to lose a lot of weight, and I got down to a really small weight in seventh grade. And so I went from being really chunky to really skinny, really fast. And luckily, you know, I started playing soccer in high school, and that helped me to start to have a little bit more of a healthy relationship with food and eat and exercise and start to kind of slowly weasel out of that phase. But even before then, I've always struggled with eating, and I've struggled with emotional eating and binge eating when I am emotional, or overeating when I am emotional. I see food as like a comfort. And I know a huge part of that stems from my childhood, because when I was a kid, you know, my mom was a drug addict, and you guys know all of that, but she would disappear. My mom would disappear for a couple of days, and sometimes all she would leave us was, like, I remember actually one specific time she left us a Little Caesar's pizza and a watermelon. And so for like 2 days, that's all that we ate, or however long it was. And so then when my mom would come back around, and she would take us to go eat, which we only ever really ate fast food growing up, it was like such a celebration. And I would just eat as much as I can, because I think subconsciously I didn't really know when I was going to have that kind of food again. And so, you know, I've never been a very intuitive eater. Like, I don't know how to stop. If I really enjoy something or I like a food, I just will eat it until I'm overly full, because I think it's just some type of psychology with what I went through as a kid. Now, I'm no expert on any of this. That's why I've been careful to talk about it. But what I will say is, what's scary about the toxic standard of looking skinny and toned and have a big butt and have big boobs and all these things, it's so toxic, because even into my adult life, and I'm scared to say this, but there have been times that I've utilized not eating as much as I know I should have and nourishing my body as much as I should have because I wanted to look a certain way. And that's really sad. And even on that, you know, when I was married and I was really struggling, I was like overdoing it. I was exercising 6 days a week, a really intense workout. I was doing macros, and then I did this crazy diet called Medical Medium, where I like cut out everything. I did Whole 30. I was just always looking for the next thing and always trying to look just so great, because I was going through it and I really hated myself at the time, and I really was insecure at the time because of what was happening in my life. And I wanted to feel like I was the best version of myself and just so perfect that I didn't want there to be any reason for me to be left, or for me to feel like if I would have looked a different way or done a certain thing, that maybe things in my life would have turned out different. And so I overdid it. And that was toxic. And so even into my adult life, there have been times where I have started to want to fall back into just such a toxic mindset. And I'm so grateful for the truth that God has spoken into my life. And that's just that exercise is beautiful, because it's us taking care of the beautiful body that God gave us. And eating healthy is beautiful because we are nourishing ourselves. It gives me energy. It helps me with my mental health, all these things. And so I feel like finally in my life, I'm in a place where I'm able to do healthy things for myself and go to the gym. And actually, I hate the gym. I like workout classes more than the gym. The gym stresses me out. I don't like the gym. But I'm able to do these things from a healthier place because I see where my worth comes from. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to look good. I think we all inherently want to look good, and we want to be the healthiest versions of ourselves. I don't think there's anything wrong with working out and trying to be healthy and wearing makeup and wearing cute clothes. There's nothing wrong with that. We all want to feel beautiful. We all want to feel like our, you know, the best versions of ourselves. But when the issue comes in is when that's where we put our worth. And when the issue comes in is when we're not doing those things and we don't look a certain specific way that we want to look, we don't have love for ourselves and we don't think we're beautiful. We think that that's where our beauty stems from. And this goes for guys and girls. I want to remind you guys that your beauty is just there. Before you do anything, before you go to the gym, before you wear makeup, before you buy nice clothes, before you get a six pack, before you reach your goals. Like, your beauty is just there. You are just beautiful right now because God made you wonderfully, uniquely, and perfectly. I'm going to tell you something. The literal creator of the universe knit you together exactly how you are and put you on this earth. So if you don't fit into society's beauty standards, let me tell you something. None of us do. And if you're looking at me or looking at someone else and thinking, oh, well, they fit into the standard more than me and they're more beautiful than me, you're comparing apples to oranges. We are all so unique. And there's things about myself that I absolutely do not like, and I'm learning to like them. I'm learning, but like, I've always been super flat chested. I've never had boobs ever in my life. And I've always been insecure about it. And I've always compared myself to other people. Like, there are other things, there are other insecurities that I have. I have kinkles or thicker ankles, whatever you want to call it. I've always been insecure about it. I've always had cellulite on my legs. I've always had chunkier legs, my body proportions. Like, there are a lot of things, and I won't get into the depth of them. My widow's peak, like, there's just so many little things that I know you probably look at me and you don't notice, but that I'm insecure about. And that's another thing I want to remind you guys of, is these things that you're so self-conscious of, whether it's a zit on your face or, you know, cellulite on your legs or anything that you feel insecure about. I'm going to tell you something. No one is paying more attention to yourself than you are. Even like today, like, I literally hate my hair right now because it feels so dead, feels so dry. I feel like my skin is pale. Like, I just feel not good. I've been having this really bad acne. I've never had worse acne on my forehead. The last like 2 months, I've been having really bad acne every day I wake up, and I still have more acne. And now, again, here's the toxic thing, is I know some of you may be looking at me and saying, she doesn't have bad acne, but we're comparing, you know, I'm comparing myself to my skin before. So I know that it may not be classified as bad acne, but it doesn't mean I don't get insecure about it. And so that's there's just so many layers of this and why it's so toxic. That's another layer, is like, we compare ourselves to each other all the time. So we invalidate each other's struggles or each other's insecurities. Well, if I look like you, I wouldn't be insecure. Or, oh, if I look like that girl, I wouldn't be insecure. And I'm gonna tell you right now, the people that you idealize and the people that you look at, even these Instagram models, these actresses, these famous celebrities that you see, that you look at, that even I look at, and I'm like, I wish I looked like that. If I look like that, I'd be happy. If I look like that, I'd love myself more. Those people that you're looking at, they have insecurities too, that you don't see and that you don't realize, because the standard of beauty and the standard of success and relationships in life is so high, and it's so toxic because it's changing all the time. It's just insecurity. It breeds jealousy. It breeds envy, and it breeds bitterness. It is so easy to look at everything around you and everyone around you and compare. But like, you are on your own path in this life. You are in a competition with anyone other than yourself. But before you get that twisted and think, yeah, I need to go work hard, I need to look this way, I need to get this filler, I need to wear these clothes, I need to get this career, I need to be this, I just need to be the best version of myself. Yes, be the best version of yourself. But first, love the version of yourself that you are right now with nothing. And realize that that's where your beauty is. Your beauty is just there. Your value is just there. Everything else you do, it's an accomplishment. It's something to be excited for. It's something that can help you feel more like the, you know, elevated version of yourself. But if you don't love you for you right now, and if you don't see your beauty for just what your beauty is, when you literally add nothing else to it, you're always going to be sad, and you're always going to be living in discontent. And it's just hard because, like, I can tell you all these things and I can tell myself all these things, but we're still going to be insecure. But as I get older, I've started to learn to just love myself as I am and accept that, yeah, I may have these insecurities and these flaws, and, you know, I may never be all the things I want to be, but who even defines what success and what beauty and what perfection is? And, you know, just kill the spider, guys. I believe that the definition of beauty and success and all those things, I believe that the right source that they should come from is God, but we live in a world where it's very mixed. It's the world standards, it's social media standards, it's the trend standards. It's like, we're just never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough. And you're never going to just have everything and look perfect. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing makeup and, you know, doing all these different things. Like, do the things that you want. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to enhance our beauty, but just understand that you are beautiful first and that you don't need to do those things and you don't need to wear the makeup and wear the clothes and go to the gym and have abs and do all these things to be beautiful and to be valued. And also on that note, if whoever it is that you are seeking out a relationship with doesn't just think you are beautiful as you are, they're not for you. There's nothing wrong with desiring someone who takes care of themselves and tries to present themselves nice and wears cute clothes and, you know, takes care of the way that they look and their spirituality and all these different things. There's nothing wrong with desiring someone that is striving to be the best version of themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you don't love that person at their worst, you do not get to love them at their best. Now, even on that note, why is it someone's worst when we're not all of these things or when we're not, you know, reaching these certain goals? Or like, yeah, it's like, it's why is it that when we have no makeup on and we feel insecure and we're bloated or we're all these things, why is that at our worst? And why is the other one at our best? It's like, that shouldn't be a worst. It just is. It should just be a state of being. There's nothing wrong with that. You're still beautiful. You're still valuable. And so it's just like, it's hard. Yes. Like, we should want to be the best versions of ourselves and we should push ourselves and we should have goals and have standards and try to take care of ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Please do that. But just know again that your worth and your beauty does not lie in those things. They just don't. So hopefully that made a little bit of sense. So this is what God says about beauty and about our worth and value. Psalms 139, 13 through 14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. God made you. He knit you. He designed you. So if you hate yourself, you hate what God created. And trust me, I've been in a place where I've hated myself before. And there are still times that I do. But just know that God made you just the way you are. Yes, take care of the beautiful body that he gave you. Do things to better yourself, to better your life. But do not think that you are not beautiful just as you are. Do not think that your insecurities define you. We all have them. And on that note, I just think there should be an embracing of insecurities. It doesn't mean we need to go wave a flag and say, this is what my insecurities are. But if we can start to get comfortable with having insecurities and comfortable with the parts of ourselves that maybe we don't love as much and start to try to love and at least accept them more, we're just going to be happier, healthier beings. Like, I've just always been such a perfectionist and I've healed a lot from it, but I'm still healing. Like, when I was younger in high school, man, I was the girl that literally would make my friends wait because I couldn't pick an outfit and I hated what I look like in every single thing. I felt insecure in everything, single piece of clothing that I put on. And it was almost like nothing I put on made me feel pretty or enough. And as I've gotten older, I have learned what types of clothes and what styles of clothes and what cuts of clothes make me feel more beautiful and enhance my natural shape and, you know, just little things, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I also have come to a place of self-love, not because I've gotten prettier or because my skin's gotten better or because I'm skinnier or healthier. No, because I've realized that God loves me and that that's where my beauty and my worth come from. And on that note, like, and I've shared this before, guys, but like, you know, if you're watching this and you don't know my life, which probably most of you, if you're listening or watching this, you do know about my life, but I'm dating a boy named David, and he has recently like blown up. His career has blown up and he's having a ton of success and has gained a lot of followers and, you know, attention and all these things. And when we met, he had started pursuing music, but he was not where he's at now. And so I didn't feel as much of a pressure to, I felt a lot more beautiful. I'll say that when we were first together, and I felt that he felt I was a lot more beautiful. And that's just of my perception. I know he's always thought I'm beautiful, but that has been super hard on my self-esteem. Like, when you're famous or successful or quote unquote, whatever, I don't want to say he's famous, but like when you're having success, you're having attention from girls and your access is also growing. Your accessibility to better looking people grows. And I'm not dumb. Like, I'm not the most beautiful girl in the world, but I believe I'm beautiful because I'm unique. There's always going to be someone out in the world that we all feel like is more beautiful than us or whatever, or more desirable. But that's been super hard for me because it's made me at times start to feel really insecure and feel like he could go find someone that looks better. Or like, you know, now he has access to all these, you know, people with blue check marks and these Instagram models and these celebrities. And I'm just a normal girl. And it's been really powerful in this season because my initial effort and thought was like, I just need to make myself more beautiful. I just need to get this surgery done, or I need to do this, or I need to go get boobs, or I need to look this way or lose this way or have these clothes or have this skin or have this hair, and always be keeping up on these beauty things like nails and eyelashes and all these things. Not that any of those things are bad, but that's where I initially wanted to push myself to. And then God had to kind of put his foot on the brake, be like, hey, hold on, Nicole. You're worthy and you're beautiful as you are. And if your partner is desiring the things of me and the things that matter, he will desire you because you are from me and you are beautiful just as you are. You don't need to change anything. You don't need to do anything. So in this season, it's been really crazy because I've had to kind of be shaken up a little bit, my self-esteem, but it's also pushed me to kind of realize and rest in who I am and who God made me and the beauty that comes from within me. True beauty is not what we look like. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's how we love others. And we should be focusing more on our character than we should be on the outside of us. And again, there's nothing wrong with doing things that make you feel or look beautiful. Today, I put on my mascara, straightened my hair, put on my little blush. I've been going to the gym because I've been wanting to, you know, become stronger and all these different things and be healthy. Nothing wrong with that. But just know you're beautiful as you are and that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to run this race forever trying to be something that you're not or something that it's just never going to be enough. So I don't know what it is you're insecure about. I don't know if it's about, you know, a life circumstance. Like I used to be insecure about being divorced, leaving the church. I was so insecure. I've been insecure about my job or where I'm at in my career. You know, like before I moved out to LA and started doing this, like I was insecure because I was like, I didn't go to college. I'm almost 24 years old and I work at a shoe store. Like I was insecure about that. you know, there's just so many things to be insecure about. We all, like, it's just such a false reality. Like, but just being who we are as we are, you know, like another thing I've been insecure about, how much money is my bank account a lot of my life, because I've never had a lot of money. And I compare myself to people I see online that have X amount of money and they're younger than me. And I'm like, I don't even have that amount of money. I don't have a college degree. Like, what? And so it's just always these things that we can, there's just always something we can find to be insecure about ourselves or insecure about our lives. And I'm just here to tell you, there are things that we all are feeling and there are insecurities that we all have. And if you think someone has their life figured out, they don't. And even if they do at the time, there are seasons, And that's one other thing I want to talk about. And the last thing I'll talk about before we close is there are seasons of your life. There are going to be seasons of your life when you have the time and the energy and the resources to be able to invest in your goals and your dreams and to grind. There's also going to be seasons of your life when you can do the same thing physically. You have the money to spend on lashes and nice clothes, and you have the time to go to the gym, and you have the discipline to go to the gym, and your mental health is in a good place, and you have the money to eat these healthy foods, or you have the resources to, you know, be or feel extra beautiful because you can be doing all the things, going to the gym, eating well, spending money on nice clothes, spending money on, you know, beauty. And same thing as a guy, you know, that's another toxic standard that I think men feel the need to, especially when they're young, is like, they're expected to like be the breadwinner and have all this money and look a certain way and all these different things. It's just hard. There's so many standards that we put on ourselves. And so if a guy doesn't have money to take a girl out on a date, he can feel insecure. Or if he doesn't have a nice car to pick up the girl on the date, he can feel insecure, or whatever it is. Or maybe he didn't go to college, or maybe he doesn't have, there's just so many things. There's so many things that we can all feel insecure about. Or maybe there, you know, there's a man who struggles with his mental health and he's anxious or depressed and he feels like he can't be emotional because he's a guy. There's just so many things. But my whole point in saying this is there's seasons of our life. There are seasons when we are going to be able to just grind and look really great and feel really great. And there's going to be seasons of our life when other things take priority. Maybe you're going through a difficult season in your relationship. I've been. Me and my boyfriend have gone through a crazy challenging season. But let me tell you something. That's okay. And that's okay for me to prioritize and focus on that. And also maybe not have the energy or stamina to put all the time that I would be able to normally put into being my best self. And just be. Sometimes there's too much going on in life. Like, you know, and I'm grateful for this difficult season, you know, because there's so much, we've grown and we've learned so much and we've gotten so much closer through this season. But, you know, I feel like through this season, I haven't had as much time to do things for myself. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, and there's going to be seasons of our life when maybe we have a new job and that takes the priority and we're not able to do as much outside of work towards our goals or our dreams. Or maybe there's going to be a season when you're depressed. You're so depressed and you don't even have the energy to get out of bed to go to work. How are you supposed to get yourself to go to the gym? How are you supposed to get yourself to go and cook these healthy meals? You know, and then there's going to be seasons of our life when we don't have enough money to go and buy lashes, to go and get our nails done, to go and have the nicest clothes. And that's okay. There's going to be seasons when you're not mentally okay and you need to just get your mental health in place and just be able to have joy and peace and just be, just get up and brush your teeth. There's going to be seasons when you go through that. So it's like, there are just so many seasons. Maybe you're going through something hard with your family. Maybe you're going through something hard with a friend. Maybe you're going through something at work. Maybe you're going through something at home. Maybe you're struggling with your finances. maybe you're just mentally not okay. Maybe you're having, you know, you feel like you're having a life crisis. There's just so many seasons. And so we have to let ourselves be in those seasons and be okay with those seasons. We're never going to be able to just always do all the things we want to do to be the way we want to be. So just learn to love yourself through that. Learn to give grace to yourself through that. And learn to not to, you know, put your worth or your beauty in that, if that makes any sense. Well, I'll close this out because I feel like I just have been talking for so long, which is okay. That is what a podcast is. You guys like my fake British accent. But yeah, I love you guys. I just hope you know that you're so beautiful and that you're so worthy. And whether you're a guy or a girl watching this, just know that you're not alone, and just know that there's so many things to be insecure about. But let's choose to be secure within who we are on the inside, and that our beauty on the outside is always there, no matter what we do. So do the things you love. Be the best version of yourself, but make sure to love yourself through all the seasons. Yeah, I'll close this episode out by, you know, just telling you guys how you can support me. If you want to support me, you can leave this podcast a rating. You can, leave it a review, comment, send me a DM, send me an email. You can follow me on all my personal social medias, which is Nicole.Donna. You can follow me on my Elephants in the Room social medias. I have Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. So you can follow me on there. And then, yeah. I love you guys very much. I will close this episode out by saying what elephants are in your room. My name is Nicole, and I will talk to you guys next week.